You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
John Key has made a number of controversial changes to tertiary education during his time as the Prime Minister. Earlier, I spoke to Sandra Gray from the Tertiary Education Union about Key's impact on tertiary education and began by asking about the TEU's initial reaction to his resignation.
Well, obviously, like everyone, a little surprised that he's resigned now. In terms of political decisions, it does give a new leader time to get ready for the next election, and it gives all of us who are looking for a change in direction in the country time to work out what that leader's going to offer.
Mm-hmm. And overall, how would you assess John Key's impact on tertiary education?
Well, John Key's only real engagement with the tertiary sector was to go onto campus and take selfies with students. He really hasn't paid a lot of attention to our sector, and his party overall has taken a lot of moves which are really bad for students and really bad for communities because they've tried to turn education into a market, and he's been part of that drive along with the minister he puts in charge of it, Stephen Joyce. So it's, you know, not been a good 8 years for education overall, but certainly not for tertiary education under John Key.
And what do you feel the worst changes he's made have been?
I think the major thing that his leadership and the party have done over the last 8 years is they really have taken money out of the sector. They've not funded it to keep up with inflation. And that means for small communities particularly, for small regional communities, which are actually John Key's heartland, you know, it's national voting heartland, they're losing their polytechnics, they're losing courses. Students now no longer have somewhere to go and study. And I think that's a real shame for not just for those communities, but for the whole of New Zealand, because it drives people away from those small rural communities.
Yeah, absolutely. And what are the impacts on the tertiary students? How are they affected?
Well, obviously, you know, the one thing that we can be grateful for is that this Prime Minister and his cabinet haven't chosen to put interest back on student loans, despite some of the pressure that has been put on them. So that's the one good thing they've done. The fact that actually they've done nothing to increase or change the parental threshold means that we have lots and lots of students now who should be getting support to study and aren't, and they really are struggling. We know that students are in real hardship financially, and that's causing huge emotional strain on many of our students. There's a real huge call on counselling services and support services. And, you know, the flip side of that is the government isn't putting the money into institutions to provide those services. So actually for students, it's not been a good time. They haven't actually been well supported to study. They've been turned into having to work almost full time to survive.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think any of the changes that John Key has made have been worthwhile?
In terms of overall or in terms of tertiary education, I mean, both, I would say, actually, there's no grand vision, there's no grand, kind of vision of, say, having free tertiary education that's accessible for all, or how you're going to deliver good quality tertiary education. He's been a very steady manager of the country, but that's not what we need. When you just manage a country, you do have students missing out on education, you do have communities losing courses, losing classes, losing access to education. What we need is someone with a bit of vision in there, so let's hope that the next National Party leader actually sees the importance of investing in young people and their education and in lifelong learning for everybody in New Zealand, and actually put some real, you know, money and energy and time behind education as a whole.
Yeah, and what do you and the rest of the TEU hope for next year's election?
Well, the thing we've absolutely been looking for is, one, we do actually want some attention paid to making sure that all New Zealanders have access to the classes they need when they need them, the support they need. Now, that might be in-work training, it might be training in a polytechnic, a University of Wānanga, but that we actually see some real commitment to public provision of education. We want to see certainly governments rejecting the idea that education is a market. It doesn't work well under a market. It doesn't operate well. And we actually want to see staff across the education sector respected for their expertise and valued for their expertise. So we want some trust placed back in us and us put onto decision-making bodies again. This government, one of the big things that they did that's really affected students and staff is, A, they've gone to voluntary student membership and they've neutered student associations in a way they should never have done. It was deliberate. And they've taken staff and students off polytechnic and university councils. So they've taken people who know about education, the people receiving and delivering education, out of decision making. We need a government that actually recognises that's bad for everyone.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.